Biden DOJ celebrates $750 million in funding for more red flag laws. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 24, 2024. On Saturday, President Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, celebrated the launch of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center and the administration's subsequent pledge of $750 million the center can use to pursue more red flag laws. Breitbart News reported that Vice President Kamala Harris announced the creation of National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center during a speech at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, the location where the February 14, 2018, school shooting occurred and resulted in the deaths of 17 people. Watch, A.W.R. Hawkins, an armed populace is a safer populace, Harris said. Red flag laws are simply designed to allow communities a vehicle through which they can share and have somewhere to share it, information about the concern about the potential danger or the crying out for help of an individual, and then let's give it to them before tragedy occurs. Part of why I am here today is to challenge every state to pass a red flag law. The DOJ celebrated the launch of National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center and the hundreds of millions in available funding, with Attorney General Merrick Garland saying, "The launch of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center will provide our partners across the country with valuable resources to keep firearms out of the hands of individuals who pose a threat to themselves or others. The establishment of the center is the latest example of the Justice Department's work to use every tool provided by the landmark bipartisan Safer Communities Act to protect communities from gun violence." Watch, Charlie Spiering, Kamala Harris is a liability to the Democrat Party. Neither the DOJ nor Harris mentioned that California adopted a red flag law in 2014, according to the Giffords Law Center. However, FBI data showed that California led the nation in active shooter incidents in 2021. The DOJ and Harris also failed to mention that Florida adopted a red flag law just weeks after the Parkland school shooting, yet it failed to stop a January 23, 2019, massacre at SunTrust Bank in Sebring, Florida. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.